Now, Kramer and Jess, mornings on Mix 106.5.
Yo, hello, what's up? Welcome to the show, everybody. Happy Tuesday.
Good morning, happy Tuesday.
It's a little bit of a tired Tuesday. I've got that feeling that, and you know this feeling, everyone knows this feeling, like where you're like, am I getting sick? I got like, am I getting sick feeling? The smidgest bit. And it's like at the point where I know it's going to go one of two ways. Either I'm going to like rest and take care of myself and be fine, or like it's not going to be good. So let's all just think positive thoughts, everybody. Can I tell you this craziest catching a cheater story I think I've heard, at least in a long time? Did you see this story with the jeans?
No.
So there's a story this morning out where a woman was cleaning her house and she was constantly realizing there were these green stains on everything. And like a week would go by and like more green stains would show up. And she was obviously getting frustrated. She would try doing everything on the bed sheets, on the carpet, on her socks, on her phone charger had it. Like the cat had this green stain on it. She's like, I don't know what is going on. So she goes to the internet to be like, yo, what's up? Anybody have an idea what's going on? And a lot of theories, but somebody was like, hey, do you own a pair of these specific Old Navy jeans? Because apparently they like will bleed on everything, right?
Oh, there's like a coloring in the fabric.
Right.
Okay.
So she was like, well, I'm not a jean person. My husband's not really a jean person. And then somebody in there said, in the comments, where she posted this, said, imagine how crazy it'd be if your husband was having an affair and the person that he was having an affair was with had Old Navy jeans on.
Oh, like these green jeans.
She was like, nah, like there's no way, right? But it starts to like get in her head. And so a few weeks go by, she posted another update. She said, oh my God, you guys, you have no idea. Like I went through my husband's phone to see if maybe like he was purchasing Old Navy jeans for somebody else, you know, going through credit card statements, bank statements. I saw nothing. Mm-hmm. But when I was going through his phone, I saw a picture of a woman who had on these jeans. I then looked back to see if they were the same jeans for Old Navy, and they were. And they ended up busting this woman all because of these green stains.
So where did she post this? Like on what
probably
forum?
Reddit or something. I'm not sure exactly where she, like where it was posted, but somewhere online.
Well, but yo. I mean, shout out to, obviously she was just sharing for, she definitely didn't have that in mind, but at least people were looking into it. And
you know?
if she didn't see that comment from someone, she wouldn't have looked so. At least she got that warning from somebody else, and it led to her figuring something out. Because I feel like if maybe someone didn't say that in the comments, she probably never would have known.
Can you imagine? Let's take a step back. Obviously, the cheating thing terrible. But can you imagine how crazy you feel like you were going if these green stains are showing up all over your house?
Well, if you didn't have any indication it was, you know, an affair, I think you would just think something is getting, you know, dragged in the house. So
it's a crazy
I think that's
story.
One of those times where at least like an online community or timing and some, you know, I think timing, it's crazy. Like whoever left that comment, they just happened to see that post. And I think thankfully that woman is getting herself out of a situation she deserves not to be in. So good for her.
The woman that made the Old Navy jean comment slash, she said it was a joke, said, oh my God. She came back after she read this post and said, oh my God, I'm the old Navy jeans person. I'm screaming. I'm sorry you found out like this, but I'm glad the truth came out.
Absolutely.
Yeah, whatever it takes, I guess. Crazy.
I can't tell if this is good karma or if it's going to bring me bad karma.
What happened?
So my apartment complex is accidentally charging Garage Boy and I a cheaper price for our new storage unit. So how my apartment is set up, you can purchase like a storage unit, and it's basically like the one that we had originally. It's just kind of a small closet to put stuff in, right? Now this storage unit that's literally right next to our front door opened up, and this is like maybe five times its size. It's like massive, right?
Yeah.
And we would just have to walk out our front door and our stuff would be there. But for some reason, it's always been taken like the last 4 years that we've lived here.
Yeah.
And recently we saw that it was open and it was empty, which means it's available. And so I contacted our office to see what it would be like to switch it over. And I'm just asking, you know, how much is it going to be to rent this unit versus the one that I have? And they give me a cheaper price than the one I'm actually paying for currently. So they're telling me it is $30 cheaper for this bigger storage unit than what I'm paying for in the small closet that we have now. Yep. Right. And I'm like, I don't know why that is, but I didn't ask any questions.
Of course not.
Right?
Why would you?
And I'm like, okay,
sign that real quick.
We'll definitely switch. And when I go to the leasing office, they actually have this sign in their office that they're running a deal or a special for storage units, but it's still more expensive than what I'm paying for this bigger unit. And Garage Boy, my husband, turns to me and he's like, I don't think they realize that the one that we're switching to is bigger. So after I do everything, I get the keys and we're walking back to our apartment. And I was like, oh my God, what if they come back and they look at the storage unit and they figure out it's actually bigger? Are they going to upcharge us or something? Or should I go say something to them?
Or evict you. You're going to come home one day and all your stuff's going to be on the street. You know,
but, and he's like, no, like, don't say anything. Like, he's like, it's about time. He's like, God's looking out for us. Like, don't say a word. Right. So he's on the side of like, this is good karma.
Yeah.
Like, these are good vibes. Like, we got blessed. Like, look at the deal. Look at the discount we got. Now I'm over here thinking like, is this a test? Am I supposed to tell the truth? And if I don't tell the truth, are we going to end up getting screwed? Because the facts are, we cannot afford to pay the actual price of what this should be.
How much is the big storage unit?
The big storage unit is like $50.
Okay.
That's a lot of money.
That's $600 a year.
That's an additional $50 charge on top of every, and you know how apartments are, on top of like, you know, for breathing.
Parking fee, breathing fee, walking fee.
For looking at the door fee.
Are you trying to get us to talk you out of taking this storage unit or to not tell on yourself? Because I
just
can tell
don't
you
know,
right now,
like, what's the lesson here?
Jessica,
am I supposed to tell them that I act like they're actually not charging me the amount? Because if I don't, I'm afraid then something bad's going to happen to
me. Garage Boy has never been more correct. Like, this is absolutely... Yeah, this works.
This makes me feel like a haunted circus, and I'm actually going to get taken.
This is making me feel way worse.
I'm turning to pianist to play the organ.
It was supposed to be. I thought this was church organ music. The point is, this is absolutely is a gift from God. What are you talking about? Do not you dare walk back in that leasing office and say a word. I guarantee you, there's not one person on this planet, not one in the state of Maryland listening right now is going to be like, Jess, go back and tell on yourself. Oh my God, go ask them to charge you more money. I mean, am I right? There's no way in the world. Wait, let's get Nurse Yvonne on. Yvonne, you're not going to try to talk Jess out of this deal, are you?
Oh, no. Good God, no. Jess, what's the worst that's going to happen? They're going to tell you to move your stuff out of the unit and put it back where you got it from?
I mean, yeah. I don't know. I have this fear of guilt where I was like, oh my God, like, could I get arrested? Like, I'm lying to them. I don't know.
Jess thinks her eternal salvation rides on this decision right now.
I'm like, is this a test? Like, am I supposed to tell the truth?
Like, oh my God, stop it.
Yeah.
You know, things happen for people for a reason. Yeah. And sometimes, just sometimes, God sends you good things to happen.
This is God.
I hope so.
This has got God written all over it.
So you need to not feel guilty.
Yep. Tell her.
Take the blessing.
Yep.
I think what I don't want to feel is them like come to my door and just be like, oh, so like you lied to us.
Oh, you're
like
a liar.
And like them, like me knowing that they know that I know that I did what I did.
You're so overthinking this.
God, you are way overthinking this, girl. You need to relax.
Oh my God.
Now. These are the top three trending stories in the city.
The Baltimore top three with Jess. Number three.
A new study found the average teenager spends 92 minutes on their phone at school each day.
Damn.
It represented 27% of their total daily phone time, just over 5.5 hours. And now the Howard County Board of Education just approved a new cell phone policy for students. As part of the new policy, students across Howard County High, Middle, and Elementary schools cannot use cell phones from the first bell of the day to the last bell of the day. Students can bring their phones to school with them, but the devices must be away and silenced, and that starts March 3rd.
Man, that's crazy amounts. Now, I know, like, when I was coming up, and keep in mind, like, we were using the Nokia 6120s or whatever, so it's a little different, but they're, like, towards the end, towards college and everything, they were kind of encouraged you to use your phone because they had, like, a calculator on and stuff. Could you use your phone in school, like in high school?
We weren't supposed to.
But
we
still did?
Everyone had their phone out during lunchtime and obviously in the halls, but we were not supposed to have our phones out at all whatsoever.
Does that sound right? Well, I guess you probably wouldn't know as a parent, though. But does that surprise you that your kids are on your phone 90 minutes a day and
school's
what, like 6 hours, 7 hours? You can text us 410-583-1065. 1065.
Number two.
Forget about the teams playing on Sunday. Everybody knows the food is the real MVP of any Super Bowl party. And a new report highlights the favorite game day eats across the country in each state. And buffalo chicken dip is the most popular Super Bowl snack nationwide. It's the top choice in 29 states, including Maryland. Baked potatoes come in second, winning in 5 states. And regional favorites, including fried green tomatoes, funeral potatoes, and poke bowls, each score as the top pick in a few states each.
Wait, a baked potato?
So I was thinking the same thing at first. I was like, who's having baked potatoes at Super Bowl parties? But then I was thinking, like, you know, what are they called? Like skin something?
Oh, potato skins?
Potato skins. Like, yeah. I'm sure that they're like minis. Because at first I was like, who is carrying around a big whole baked potato during the game? But then again, also, I'm thinking they're probably super mini size, right? Or what if someone's like, I have a baked potato bar every year at my
Maybe.
Super Bowl party.
Yo,
and
tell
people
us.
Love that, which honestly sounds kind of amazing.
Is anybody excited to chow down on a baked potato during the big game? You can text us. That sounds weird. I'm hoping Jess is right with potato skins, because if you eat a potato during the Super Bowl, that's bizarre.
Number one.
A day after winning Album of the Year at the Grammys, Beyoncé revealed the dates for her highly anticipated 2025 Cowboy Carter tour, and she is making a stop right here in Maryland. The tour will have 2 Independence Day weekend shows at Northwest Stadium in Landover, Prince George's County on July 4th and July 7th. Tickets go on sale to the general public next Friday, February 14th at 12 p.m.
I was kind of surprised that there aren't a ton of stops on this tour.
There's not.
Like, we're lucky to get her even in the area, because there's maybe what, and I'm thinking of the image that I saw that they posted.
I know, same. I didn't count specifically, but it's almost like we're one of 6 or something.
It's not
which
many.
Might be wrong. I have to count, but
maybe,
yeah.
Maybe 10 max.
Maybe
10 max.
Well, because she's doing multiple shows in each location versus like a ton of locations. Do you get what I'm saying?
I guess, and she knows that people will drive, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, even if you lived in Charlotte, you might be willing to drive up to D.C. to go see her, because her fans are so crazy. But I was just surprised. I kind of expected like an Eras tour type show from her. So I was kind of shocked when it was just
it's almost like it felt like Renaissance, but it felt like Renaissance wasn't over that long ago, and she was traveling the world.
But she's
traveling the world.
That's true.
It almost feel like if Taylor Swift literally just announced a tour right now, I'd be like, girl, have you taken a breath? So I think for Beyonce, it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 locations and multiple concerts in those locations.
Yeah.
I think this makes sense for Cowboy Carter. This is Jess, and that's your top three, brought to you by Goal Vision.
Kramer and Jess. $1,000.
Hey, make a mental note in your head to come back here every day about 7:20, 7:22, 23, something like that. We're going to play our $1,000 minute every single day for a chance to win $1,000 in free Dash and gas. And we hear, and you can tell us if we're wrong, but we hear that it's fun to play this game even in the car. Like, see how you do every single day as well. Today, our contestant was caller number 10. Hi, who's this?
Lauren.
Hi, Lauren.
Hey, Lauren, how are you?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you?
Lauren, we're good. I mean, not as good as you. It must be exciting because you are caller number 10. You're playing our $1,000 minute, okay?
Woo! Okay, I got my kids in the car, too. I got Ray and Sophia in the car with me. We're going to school.
Ray and Sophia, let's do it.
Hi, guys. Good morning. Can they hear us?
Hi.
Hi. What's up? All right, guys, we're going to take on this game and see how you guys can do. We'll go to Jess, explain the rules, and let's go. Jess.
If you can answer 7 trivia questions in 60 seconds, you win $1,000 in free Dash and gas. But if you get one wrong, mispronounce one, or if you take longer than 60 seconds, you're out. Now, remember, you can pass on the ones you don't know. You just have to say pass, and we will go back to them only if there is time at the end. Lauren, Ray, and Sophia, you guys ready to play?
Yeah.
Chance at $1,000 in Dash and Gas starts now.
Question number one. Who was the famous scientist who proposed the law of gravity?
Isaac Newton.
Correct.
Isaac Newton.
Question number two. Finish this phrase. You can't make an omelet without blank.
Breaking some eggs.
Correct. Question number three. How many feet are in a yard?
3.
Correct. Question number 4. What is the phrase that Jack Nicholson used when he breaks down the door in The Shining?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Pass.
Okay, question number five. What are the animals with dry, scaly skin called?
Dry
pass? Skin. Okay, question number
six.
There's
a lot of them?
Who sings the song Hey Ya?
Hey, y'all. I don't know. Outcast.
Correct. Question number seven. In what city did the NFL team, the Ravens, originate?
Oh, my God.
60 seconds. Oh, my goodness.
My favorite literally is like, I don't know. I don't know who Outcast is.
Wait, who was that? Was that Ray?
Oh, my God.
Browns. Browns.
It was the Browns. Cleveland Browns would have been correct.
And we were asking what city did the NFL team, the Ravens, originate, so the answer would have been Cleveland. Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, Cleveland.
Yes. Honestly, you guys did fantastic.
Almost had it today.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
Let's go back, Jess, and figure out the ones we didn't get today.
Yeah, question number four. What is the phrase Jack Nicholson?
Johnny.
That's correct. Yeah.
Yep.
Jack Nicholson uses when he breaks down the door in The Shining. That's correct. And then question number five. What are animals with dry, scaly skin called? The answer was reptiles.
Reptiles.
Okay. See, I was just going to say a snake. That's why I passed.
Yeah, okay.
I get it. Hey, listen.
You guys did a really good job. Good job, Ray and Sophia, too, helping Mom out.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah.
You guys are a lot of fun. Hopefully, you'll call back and we'll try it again. The cool thing with this game is that literally every day, it's seven new trivia questions and another shot at $1,000. And people win this all the time. So hopefully, you guys will call back. Was it fun?
It was. We listen to you every morning on our drive to school. We love you guys.
Yeah. Oh, we love you guys, too. Thank you so much.
We love you guys as well. And we'll see you again tomorrow for some more questions, okay?
Have a good day. Bye.
Thanks, Lauren, and have a good day at school, Ray and Sophia, and make sure to head to Dash In and try their cheese steak. It's loaded with shaved steak, sautéed onions, provolone cheese, and house-made Dash sauce, now at Dash In.
Hey, can you tell me if I was too much of a Karen in this situation? And this is all over a frying pan. Listen, I have an alter ego that I don't love. There's a side of me that's dark, and Jess has given that side a name. It was what?
Kramer Karen.
Do you want to describe who that personality is?
Yeah, Kramer Karen's scary. Like, if you're a manager or if you work at a restaurant, Kramer Karen is the last person you want to see walking toward you. He turns into this alter ego and just won't stop until he gets what he wants.
Thank you, Jessica.
Yeah.
I really see myself as like a Justice Judy. You know what I mean?
No,
I'm
not
just trying.
Even.
I'm just trying to get
not
what's
even.
Right.
No.
And I'll complain my way till I get there, right?
Yeah.
So listen to this. My mom bought me a frying pan like back in maybe March, April of last year. Okay.
Okay.
Hang on. Bear with me here.
Long time ago.
In like October, the pan stopped being nonstick.
Uh-huh,
okay.
Uh-huh.
It's a nonstick pan and all the food starts sticking to it.
Mm-hmm.
So my mom's like, she feels so bad. She's like, let me reach out to the company. Let me see if I can get a new one because obviously this shouldn't be happening. And
okay.
They respond back to her and they say, sorry, not under warranty. Too bad, so sad.
Mm-hmm.
They don't know who they're messing with. So what do? I go online. I leave the company a nasty review.
Okay.
I then get a response to my review and it said, hey.
Automated?
No,
oh,
personal. They
good.
Said, hey, can you reach out to me at this email address and let me know what's going on?
Uh-huh.
I said, sure, no problem.
Yeah.
The person then asked me to send them a picture of the pan and the receipt, which I did. They respond back very coldly. They say, hi, Steven. Unfortunately, from the photos, you can see that you used metal tools on the pan.
Yeah.
Also, this is from March of 2024.
They're like, you're delusional and you're insane. What are you doing?
This is not a defect of the product.
Yeah.
Thanks.
At that point, it's like wear and tear, and then like what you used on the pan.
That's
so much time.
Hey,
you using the pan.
A pan should last longer than 6 months. So I woke up to that email this morning. Here's what I said back. So let me get this straight.
Mm-hmm.
You're saying that a single touch from a metal utensil destroys a nonstick surface of a frying pan? That's absurd. The tiny scratches aren't even the issue here. If you had read my actual complaint, you would know that. Other ceramic cookware that I've used, years old, it remains flawlessly nonstick with no such issues.
Mm-hmm.
Your response is dismissive, unprofessional, and utterly lacking in basic customer care. If this is how you handle concerns, then I'll make sure to let other people know exactly what I think of your company, both in terms of product quality and customer service. I have no problem warning others and leaving the kind reviews for your business that it truly deserves. Put no thought into that. Didn't pause. Hit send. No response back yet.
When did you send that?
Was it too far? It was literally 4:17 this morning.
Oh. Okay.
Too far? Or do you feel like literally that was just a y'all pants should last longer than 6 months? I'm sorry.
I would say after 8 months of you using it, and if you're using like metal utensils,
I don't think I did. I might.
You probably have. I could also imagine like you leaving it on the burner accidentally for like over an hour, not knowing it was on. I would say sending a complaint like that 8 months after using this pan was probably going too far.
Too much.
It's a little too much.
Too much. Too Kramer Karen-y.
Yeah.
Okay. Wait. Downtown Fran, am I being too much of a Karen in this situation?
Look, I'm called the Black Karen in my family. They won't take me anywhere because if something goes wrong, you're going to complain to corporate. You're going to complain to everyone. I was a customer service agent for 24 years.
Yes, ma'am.
I heard them all. Mm-hmm. So guess what, Kramer? Hats off to you.
Thank you. Look at that. Yo, 24 years, just customer service. You agree a pan should last longer than 6 months. It just should. I don't care. It just should last longer.
It should.
It was longer than 6 months if you got it in March.
I mean, whatever. Yeah. Just go with the story.
It's almost like a year, dude.
Don't ruin the bit.
It lasts for at least a couple of years. Come on, just give him a break. He deserves better quality things.
I deserve better quality things.
The people you were speaking to did not deserve to be spoken to that way.
We should all take this away. This is a metaphor for life. We all deserve better quality things. And that's your takeaway for the show today.
Exactly.
Thank you to Downtown Fran over here. Thank you for calling us. We love you so much.
You have a good one.
What is the difference between friendship code and stealing? I'm not sure.
Okay.
When Jess has a dilemma and is put to the test, she turns to her family. Because nieces know best.
In these kind of situations, if you have to ask, rarely are you doing the right thing. But we'll try. We'll get into it. Hey, welcome to Nieces Know Best. It's Tuesday, and we do this every Tuesday. This is a little advice segment that we do when Jess finds herself in dilemmas. She turns to the wisest people she knows, and that's her two nieces. Jess, introduce these women to us, please.
I chat with my nieces, Abby and Maya, once a week. Abby is 12 and Maya is 10. And I think it's really fun and special to talk to kids in your life because I think that they're the most honest and transparent about things to a fault. And I found myself in a dilemma, and I don't know. I have a sports bra from one of my best friends, and I've had this for like at least 7 years that she let me borrow it 7 years ago.
Yeah.
But when you have a long distance bestie, you kind of forget, right? Things get lost in the shuffle. Well, she's actually coming to town. She's coming to Baltimore. She's visiting me next week. Does that mean I have to tell her I have the sports bra and give it back to her?
So my best friend is coming to visit, Stephen James. And I realized that I actually have a sports bra of hers that she let me borrow years ago that I was never able to get back to her because we're long distance besties. But it's been so long. I'm talking like years. Do I actually need to tell her I still have her sports bra and do I need to give it back to her? Because now it's like one of my favorite sports bras. Abby, what do you think?
In my opinion, that thing's yours now. You own it. It's like giving someone a gift.
Okay, so do you think after a certain amount of time, after you've had something, does it just basically become yours?
Maybe like her boobs got bigger. So like, she just doesn't need it anymore.
Maybe it just fits me better.
If she really, really wanted it, she would have told you by now.
That's true. She hasn't asked me about this sports bra. So am I obligated to bring it up to her or should I not say a word?
It depends the kind of best friend.
What do you mean?
So there are certain best friends that you have to... How do I word this? Sometimes you like to be mean to them or sometimes you like to be nice to them.
Don't say anything.
Okay, thanks guys. Love you.
Love you.
Yo, Maya has it right. You try to be nice to her, you're trying to be mean to her. Cause like,
I don't know.
It's stealing. It's not, it doesn't matter how much time passes by. It doesn't make it any more your item just because you had it in your possession.
Let me tell you, when I did have this and we were living in the same area, it's not like I kept it on purpose. It was just like a complete accident that I still had this.
Yeah.
And then over time and moving and everything, I honestly forgot like the source of this sports bra specifically until she was like, hey, I'm coming. I'm like, oh my God, this is like, Stephanie's sports bra.
My favorite brassiere.
But like, I feel like she would say something to me. I feel like if it's been in my possession for like at least 7 years, is it mine?
Technically, I think not. Anybody listening that borrowed something from a friend like a long time ago and it's still in your possession, and like maybe you feel like it's yours now, you got a story for us?
This is Jen over in Arnold.
What's up, Jen?
Hey, how you guys doing?
We're good. Jess has had her friend's sports bra in her possession now for 7 years. Is she still supposed to give that back, or is it now Jess's possession after so long?
So I believe it's Jess's, because I have a sweater wrap from a friend of almost 5 years now, and I believe that that's mine, and I'm not going to give it back to her.
How do you justify that? You did not buy it. It is not your property.
Yeah, like, what was the transaction? Did she, like, give it to you to use?
Okay, so, and I need to talk to Kramer, too, but I had a concussion back in 2019.
Oh, my gosh, I'm so sorry. And,
no, thank you. And I was doing neurotherapy to try and heal it, and it's... I lost the ability to walk for 6 weeks, and I went into a rehab center, and my friend went to visit me in the rehab center, and we were like, well, I had a walker, we were walking around, and we sat down, and she gave me her sweater wrap because I was really cold.
Yeah.
And then she's like, hold on to it, you know, and I'm like, okay. But that was like right when COVID was coming through.
Yeah,
and
COVID, COVID made things weird.
Yeah.
And then I couldn't see her. So it was probably like 8 months before, like, you know, we saw each other again.
Right.
Yeah. It was like in the closet. And then I saw it a couple of times, and I've actually won it a couple of times. But it just makes me think of her and, you know, how she came to visit me when I wasn't feeling well.
So
and,
for you, it was like a souvenir. It's like a souvenir, and it's just going to be yours now forever.
Oh, I love that.
I know. Yeah. It's a sweet story, but I still don't think it's yours. You know, like, it's not. It's not
Jen
yours.
Jen can keep
like,
the wrap. What?
Now. These are the top three trending stories in the city. The Baltimore top three with Jess. Number three.
A big tour is heading to Merriweather. The Outlaw Music Festival 10th anniversary tour is the biggest Outlaw tour to date and is coming to the Columbia Music Venue. The festival is set for September 14th and will feature Willie Nelson and Family, Bob Dylan, Sheryl Crow, and more. And in all, the tour will make a total of 35 stops across 22 states, and tickets go on sale this Friday, February 7th at 10 a.m.
Number two.
Every player on the winning Super Bowl team on Sunday will get a $171,000 bonus from the NFL. But some of them will get even more because apparently it's already been negotiated into their contracts. For example, Philadelphia Eagles running back Saquon Barkley will get $500,000 from his team if he leads them to the Lombardi Trophy. And he's apparently already earned $1 million in incentive this season. Eagles quarterback Jalen Hurts will earn a $500,000 per year salary bump if Philly wins. But Kansas City quarterback Patrick Mahomes gets a $1.5 million salary bump if the Chiefs three-peat. The $171,000 that all the winners get is up from the $164,000 they got last year. And if you lose, the losing players get $96,000.
Just by being there?
Just by making it there.
Damn, man. That's wild. What it really puts in perspective, though, because think about that. How many players are there?
That's so
times,
much money.
Yeah. And then think about, though, because it's not like the NFL are going to hurt over that money. Think how much money they pull in from just the Super Bowl alone.
Oh, yeah.
They're able to pay out like that.
True. I mean, you're thinking about merch that they've been selling.
Tickets,
everything.
Ads, you know, all the Super Bowl ads.
Oh, my God.
You know, they're on $1 million a piece for 30 seconds for nothing. I mean, crazy.
Number one.
The drama continues. Justin Baldoni and Blake Lively have been facing off in court over dueling lawsuits. Lively is suing for $250 million over sexual harassment claims, and Baldoni is countersuing for $400 million for defamation. Now, Lively's team has responded and tried to stop Baldoni's attorney, Brian Friedman, from discussing the case publicly. Well, Lively was kind of dealt with a blow in her gag order request as the judge only partially restricted Friedman, requiring both sides to follow legal conduct rules. They must follow the New York rules of professional conduct, which doesn't allow lawyers to make statements that are likely to taint a jury. Lively's lawyers have called Baldoni's website, which he just released this week, which features documents related to their lawsuits, as, quote, improper, while Friedman argued Lively's team has already publicized their claims in the media. A trial is set for March unless a settlement between both parties is reached. Ooh, at least we know when the court date is going to happen. I've been waiting for that. God, I feel like I have to talk about this every day.
We're like mentally. I mean, like, here's the thing. The accusations are heavy, right? So we have to, like, take that into account.
Absolutely.
But this circus that's come with it is really watering down the situation.
I didn't look at it from that way, though, because at first we're like, Baldoni, why are you releasing a website? But then from his perspective, it's like, I mean, they've been talking about that in the media, too.
Forever. Right? It's been going. I mean, she was the first one, I feel like, that came out with it. So I'm sure here's the thing. With all this sexual assault stuff, I try to really be careful with it because it is super sensitive.
Yeah.
But in this situation, it's like, it's gotten so crazy that, like, it's hard to even really quite know what's going on.
I know, that's the scary part.
And, like, if it is true, obviously we need to be super empathetic, but I'm having a hard time getting to empathy because this has now turned into such a
media frenzy.
Right, where it's almost, I think we're all kind of just annoyed.
Which is a disservice to people who've actually been
100%.
Assaulted.
100%, and that's the thing. It's like, I just, for both of their sakes, I wish they would just chill until this went to court.
Yeah.
And I know that they're not going to, but it's just getting too crazy now.
Yeah. This is Jess, and that's your top three.
Hi, my name is Maddie from Port Deposit. Am I a bad mom because I won't let my daughter listen to Sabrina Carpenter's trashy songs?
How old is she, real quick?
9 years old.
Okay.
We'll figure it out for you here. Welcome to Mix, everybody. It's Kramer. It's Jess. What are we about to do, Jess?
So a lot of parents have called into the show and explained when someone close to them has called them a bad mom or a bad dad. And so we just kind of like to take a step back and really hear from their perspective on what's going on.
What's up with Sabrina Carpenter's songs?
I just think it's inappropriate. I don't want my daughter listening to it. I put a block on YouTube and I don't want her being exposed to that kind of music as a 9-year-old child.
I am a little curious just because obviously her music has been out for quite some time. What specifically happened now for this to be a situation between you and your daughter?
We were watching the Grammys this past weekend, mm-hmm. and we saw that Sabrina Carpenter won Best Album, mm-hmm. and my daughter became very livid at me and called me a bad mom.
Because you won't let her listen to it?
Because I won't let her listen to her full album. She has listened to that song, Espresso. That was the first song she listened to on the radio.
Right.
You know, I don't even want her being curious about caffeine. Like, she is way too young to be consuming too much caffeine or, you know, I don't like any of the sexual innuendos in her music. I want her to stay a child.
I get where you're coming from. I don't mean to laugh. I'll be honest, I don't know Sabrina Carpenter's music that well. I've listened to, like, probably the songs that are on the radio, you know, but I haven't, like, listened to the whole album. But I know, like, kids are calling up here all the time requesting Sabrina Carpenter, so it's kind of like, do you think most parents would think that it's inappropriate for kids?
I think that there are definitely some lyrics that are more on the inappropriate side. It's almost like when you watch Disney movies or Pixar movies and there may be a joke that's, like, specifically in there for the parent. But I do think there are songs where it's not all about that she could listen to. And I'm just curious, like, is she so upset because all of her friends are able to listen to her and, like, she's not?
She has so many friends at school that know every lyric, that, you know, are now acting like her, dressing like her. It's just far too mature. And I even have consulted with my other mom friends, and they agree with me. So I would like to know, like, am I a bad mom?
Yeah. Let's ask that question, actually. 410-583-1065. We don't think you're a bad mom, by the way. But, like, I'm wondering if most parents agree with Maddie's take here of, like, not letting your kids listen to Sabrina Carpenter. Now, we play Sabrina Carpenter, like,
we play her a lot.
Every hour. So please keep listening. 410-583-1065. Call us if you've got a take on this. But I'm kind of wondering, especially parents, like, where you stand. I mean, is she wrong, really, for like, banning her daughter from listening to Sabrina?
I feel like there are songs that would be inappropriate for her to listen to, but I don't think that Sabrina should be banned completely. It's hard to not be a part of something that's like a cultural phenomenon when it's all around you. Maybe there is a way of like allowing your daughter to enjoy in moderation, you know, versus like completely taking it off the table. I think also with that kind of stuff, there's really good opportunities of conversations to be had between you and your daughter.
Yeah, you know, you say listening to Sabrina in moderation, but I can't help but feel like when Espresso is on the radio that it can become sort of like a gateway drug.
So like if we play it, what do you do? Will you actually turn the radio off?
Yeah, I'll change it to something more wholesome.
Mm-hmm. All right. Listen, I don't know that I completely disagree. I'm going to tell you right now, if I had a daughter that wanted to listen to Sabrina Carpenter, and I'm not a parent, but I promise you, she'd be listening to the Kids Bop version until she was 18. Okay. She'd be 17 and a half, and she still wouldn't know what these songs are about, because I just feel like I would be a super strict parent in this way, though. And so I don't know if I'd be the best judge. It's going to be interesting to find out how this goes. Maddie's saying, I don't let my daughter listen to Sabrina Carpenter. I think it's bad for her. But like, Sabrina Carpenter is like pop culture now for these kids, you know?
Yeah.
So like, her daughter called her a bad mom, but is she, because she won't let her daughter listen to it?
This is Leia on One in Pikesville.
Leia, is this the right move to make?
So honestly, I think it is. I'm a big fan of Sabrina. I've listened to the whole album.
Yeah.
And I think that mainly it is inappropriate, especially for a 9-year-old. And I also think that the reason why she's so upset, like thinking back to little 9-year-old self me, is that it's a huge peer pressure thing. Like the mom even said, like all of her friends are listening to it and they act like her and they're dressing up like her and stuff.
Right.
And she wants to be part of that too.
Right.
So I think the whole she calling her mom a bad mom is only coming from a place of wanting to fit in.
I don't think
it's actually a true statement.
Right. No, of course. I don't think she's a bad mom.
No, she's not at all. No.
Like, I couldn't listen to Busta Rhymes back in the day. Was Nancy Yancey a bad mom? No, she's the best mom ever. But
you still listened to him when you weren't around her.
But see, that's the thing. And that's what I'm wondering is like, parents, are you, if you know that your kid's probably going to get access to it somehow, are you still going to ban them from listening to it? Let's talk to downtown Fran. We love Fran. Fran, do you feel like she should ban this? Is she doing the right thing, or is she in the wrong for trying to ban Sabrina Carpenter?
She sounds like an awesome mom, but unfortunately, if she has peers that are listening to it, she's heard it already.
That's it.
So she just wants mommy permission to listen to it, but she's already heard it probably. But what mom can do is reverse it, turn it into a learning experience. Tell her the pros and cons of the music and what's not true and what's true and what's just selling music.
Like
she can definitely turn it into a learning experience.
It's a teachable moment, Fran. I like that.
I think so, too. I also feel like, I just feel like kids have their AirPods or something like that at school all the time, so she's going to listen to it. I also think it's like, it's just so interesting where I think a lot of us should think about who are we listening to at that age, truly?
Busta Rhymes.
Like, what songs are we listening to?
Busta Rhymes.
You know what I mean?
Big fan. I mean, Ashley, we'll let you have the final say here. Do you feel like Maddie's being a little too strict in this situation, or is she making the right move?
She's definitely not strict because, like, I don't let my son live. He's 7, though.
Yeah.
So I haven't gotten to the stage where he's calling me a bad mom yet. I hope he doesn't.
something to look forward to.
I don't listen. I don't have him listen to, like, Cardi B or certain songs that have, you know, those sexual comments or, you know, words in there. So, but also, I also don't have, he doesn't have a cell phone. He doesn't have any type of electronics or gaming system. The only thing he has is we have Nintendo Switch when we play together as a family.
Yeah.
Or I have my Game Boy Color when I was in elementary school.
Throwback.
And I let him play that. So
that's
other than
safe.
That, yes. So those are the only things I let him play. So I don't think she's a bad mom at all.
Well, then there you go, Maddie. I mean, most people at least say you're making the right move. Does that make you feel better about the situation?
Wonderful. No, that's fantastic. You know, I knew that my gut was telling me that this was the right thing. And I think parents more and more are coming together and really trying to devise a plan and how to, you know, keep their kids safe from this kind of secular, you know, messages that just like creep into, you know, like food and soda.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.